Praise his name. Isn't it a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord, to praise and worship him in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. We thank him for giving us life, that we can come in fellowship one with another, and with him, our Heavenly Father, with the Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, our friend, and oh, the blessed Holy Spirit, our Comforter. Oh, we thank him. We thank the Godhead today that we as a people can worship him in spirit and in truth. We want you to know that you are welcome and you are here to enjoy the blessings of the Lord and to be challenged by his word. The day are surely coming, says God, to all the earth, when you will see him, praise him for salvation has come to earth. My righteousness and justice will spread throughout the land, and you will be delighted and be excited to know that God is almighty. I want you all to know, friends, that God's promise is true. He never fails us yet. And I encourage you, each and every one today, to let us look to the Lord, because in him is a fullness of joy. In him there is peace. In him there is light and life. And that's why we come together to worship the God in spirit and in truth. Today, I want us to look at a number of things here. One, we want to think of the virgins that went to sleep. We want to think of the lamps and the light. How important it is, light today. We want to think of the importance of praying and waiting and watching and looking forward to the coming of the Savior, the Lamb of God. Looking forward to him coming with healing in his wounds. There is so much need today in our world, and our world is in darkness, spiritual darkness. And today, friends, I must encourage you all to let us look to the author and finisher of our faith, the light of the world. Praise God. The Word of God tells us here, friends, in Genesis chapter 1, and I am going to be reading from the Great History Book. There is no other book like this, called the Bible. God, the author of this book. And the Word of God says in verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Praise his wonderful name. And the earth was without form and void, and there was darkness. Darkness. Yes. But then, Word of God says here in verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. How important it is. Verse 4, and God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. As I said earlier on, we today are living in a world that is overshadowed with darkness. Spiritual darkness is upon the land because men have turned away from the God who is light. The Word of God tells us God is light. And the scripture says here, he spoke and there was light, and he dispelled darkness. But then he blessed us with the sun, the moon, and the stars. how beautiful it is. Not very long ago, you had many, many people all over the world looking up into the heavens to see the eclipse of the sun and the moon. It's all God's handy work. There's never an accident up in the heavens with the moon, the sun, and the stars. And we are so thankful that anything that God has done, it's well done. And so that's why we need to serve Him. He says we should have no other God before Him. We should worship Him in spirit and in truth with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. And because of that, friends, we must look to Him, because God is light. The Word of God tells us in the Epistle of John that God is light. Chapter 1 and verse 5 and 7. God is light. I am happy for that. He spoke, let there be light. There was light. And because He is light. But then the scripture tells us also, friends, over in the Gospel of John, and that I love. Here the Word of God tells us that in the beginning, John chapter 1, it says here, let me read it for you. I like this portion here, and we must recognize this because it's very, very important. And I'm going to spend some time here. Word of God says, in the beginning, think of that, was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. As Jesus. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, not some, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Light, darkness. Darkness brings fear and death. But thank God, light brings life. The Word of God tells us that the name of Jesus, Jesus means Savior. Save us from the penalty of sin, which is death, darkness. And I want you to realize today, friends, that we must emphasize this as a church, because I want to address the church today, that the Word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is speaking to the multitude along with His disciples, and here He's saying to them, all these wonderful things, blessed are the poor in spirit. But then, oh, quick, we want to jump down to verses here. Here, the Word of God says, chapter 5, speaking to the multitudes, along with His disciples. And this is what I like, friends. Jesus' disciples were always with Him. We today, the church, should always be with our Savior. We should not have any other gods before Him, because He's a jealous God, and we must serve Him in spirit and in truth with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds, and our strength too. But then, going back to Matthew chapter 5, here, Jesus is speaking to His disciples with the multitudes upon the mountain. And I'll read from verse 13 of chapter 5. Ye are the salt of the earth, says Jesus to the multitude along with his disciples. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Verse 14, and this again I want to emphasize. If ye are the light of the world, says Jesus to the multitude, a city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. Today, friends, we the church are the light. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We have the light of Christ within us because we have embraced him as our Lord and our Savior and our soon coming King. But then because he lives within our hearts, then friends, his light shine in us and through us, that men may see him. And that's why he encouraged the church as we should lift him up as high as we can, that all men would see him and glorify him which is in heaven. The church has a responsibility to dispel darkness from this world because we have the Spirit of God within us as a church. We must emphasize this today, friends, because there are so many people tumbling in darkness. But let me take you to the message quickly, the fullness of it, over in Matthew 24:25. Listen what Jesus is saying here. Jesus was spending a lot of time talking with the multitude along with his disciples, the Pharisees and the scribes as well. And so he spoke many parables. And among them is Matthew chapter 25, where he says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. The 10 virgins speaks of the church today, of which those of us who have embraced him as Savior are a part of the church. The disciples who became apostles on the Lord, obeying his command, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And there we find, friends, the light of Christ shined throughout the world at that time as they continued to lift up Jesus because he told them that they should wait on him until they receive the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. It's important, friends of the church, that we emphasize God, Eternal Father. We emphasize the importance of serving his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because his name means Savior. And the blessed Holy Spirit, our Comforter, and the one who gives us power to overcome darkness. And this is what is happening to us in the world today. Darkness is all over the world. And so the Word of God says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We see so much death and darkness, wickedness and evil all over the world today. And I want to challenge the church today, friends. Let us lift up Jesus. Let us so live that the world will see Christ in us and glorify him which is in heaven. Dispel darkness, friends. The prince of darkness overshadow this our world, God's creation, But I want you to know today that we, as children of the light, we must so let light shine in us and through us. As Jesus said to the multitude and his disciples, we are like light in a city upon a hilltop. We must shine our light that men may see the light and glorify him which is in heaven. Oh, friends, let us lift up Jesus in these days that are so dark, dark with sin. The Word of God tells us in Matthew, again, which I would like to take you to, here the Scripture tells us that when there was darkness, in chapter 4 of Matthew, the Word of God says, listen to what it says here, chapter 4. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is shone upon them. The people that sat in darkness had seen a great light. Today, friends, many, many people all over the world are sitting in darkness because we have turned away from God who is light, and there is no other light like the light of Christ and of God, our eternal Father. The Bible tells us that we must embrace him. But going back to Matthew chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible tells us in verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Darkness. Jesus, if we lift him up, will dispel darkness. And the church has a great responsibility these days. Jesus continued to speak to the multitude, to the Pharisees and the scribes in parables, along with his disciples. And he spoke many parables, friends, many, likening them to the kingdom of heaven and what is happening on earth. And here we find that Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. What was happening in the days of Noah, friends? People multiply upon the earth, but then there was wickedness and corruption and violence, and all the things that were evil were taking place. Noah, says Jesus, preach and teach the word of God until the day when the ark was shut, your door was sealed, and no one could enter in. They had the opportunity of hearing from Noah that they should repent from the wickedness, from the corruption, from the evil. They were thinking of evil continually. Isn't this somewhat like our world today? We turn over the pages of our paper, we listen to the radio and the television, and all we hear each day on the news is evil continually, wickedness and violence and corruption. The rich, the poor, and the middle class all are involved in wickedness today. Why, friends? Because we have turned our backs upon God. God is light. His Son, Christ Jesus, is the light also. And we must embrace him so that his light can shine in us and through us. And I want to encourage the Christians today, please let us continue to embrace Christ Jesus and God, who is light, and his Son, Jesus Christ. Let us embrace him and lift him up so high that this evil world will see Christ, the light of the world. We have, friends, the prince of darkness and death. And there's a warfare that is going on today all over the world. It is so sad to hear that so many nations within the world today that are now embracing the prince of darkness and death. But we, the children of God, ought to be the light of the world. Now, let me take you to the text. Matthew chapter 25. I am going to address the church. I think Jesus, addressing the disciples, spoke of this parable, likening to the kingdom of God. He says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Speaks of the church. We are all virgins. Here we are listening to the news daily, and we hear people, preachers and unsaved, are talking about the coming of the Son of Man. Today, friends, we need to lift up Jesus that the world would see him. We are called virgins, the church. We are called children of God. We are called the light of the world. And today, this world is in darkness. And we have a responsibility as children of God to lift up the Son of God, who is the light of the world, that they will see him. They will see the light of the world living in us and will be attracted to him. Listen, scripture says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Men, we are in a time when many women are thinking of becoming a bride. Many young men are looking forward to becoming a husband. Yes. It's a time of spring when all people are thinking of all the lovely things that are around us. I want for us to consider the bride of Christ today, the church. You ought to be walking worthy. You ought to be walking in love. You ought to so live that men will see Christ in us. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. At weddings, there is always people waiting to see bride. But in this story, it is told that the bridesmaid, the virgins, were waiting for the bridegroom to come, which is Jesus. Many people are asking all over today, when is Jesus going to return to this earth? Christians too are looking forward, and they are asking questions. When is Jesus going to come? Because things are getting so dark. The prince of darkness and death is rampant all over the world today. And I'm going to encourage Christians, friends, let the light of Christ shine in us and dispel the darkness that is overshadowing the world today. Oh, let us lift him up, friends, The Word of God says, Jesus, as you walk among the many that were on the streets, their needs were great. He was moved with a compassionate heart. So it is we too, as children of God. Let's look around us today and see the many that are in darkness, that needs the light of Christ. Let us so live that they will see Jesus living in us. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and temperance and meekness and gentleness and faith and goodness. All these things are lacking in our world today. What do you see? Hatred, bitterness, killing. Oh, how we despise each other. But I want you to know, friends, that God is love. And he gave his Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to die for this world, that we all can enjoy the fullness of love and joy and peace, long-suffering and temperance and meekness. Oh, we need to be so kind one to another with tender hearts. Yes, there is so many that are in need today, but we as a church, friends, the virgins, 10 virgins the scripture speaks of, but then the Bible describes it 10 virgins, 5 were wise, and 5 were foolish. Why? The 5 that was wise took oil in their lamps because they are waiting for the bridegroom to come. Yes, the foolish ones didn't take any oil or sufficient oil to keep them. They didn't know what time the bridegroom would come, but they were told to wait for the bridegroom because he's coming. Many people today are saying, I've been hearing that Jesus is coming. So many years you've been hearing this. But friends, we know not the day nor the hour that he will put in his appearance. But he's coming, that's one thing. And I want the church to know, the virgins to know that yes, he is coming for a people that are already waiting for him. Today, we must encourage people to understand that Jesus is coming again. I must read this, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Is the church ready to meet Christ Jesus when he should come? The Word of God says, the trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise, and those that are alive shall be caught up together. Meet him in the air. Let me hurry on to verse 2. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Isn't that sad? There are virgins waiting for the bridegroom to come. The church today are waiting for Jesus to put in his appearance. Are we prepared? Are we traveling with the Spirit of God in us and with us? And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. What a sad picture it is. Yes, you would think all 10 be described as wise. Today, verse 2 says, and 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Verse 3, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Let me take you back to the Old Testament. The Bible tells us, friends, that the high priest would get awake early in the morning, enter into the tabernacle, and he would then present himself around the altar of incense to intercede for the nation. He would trim the lamps and see them burning, and then spend time praying for the nation. But then, now, we find, going over into the New Testament, we find the Word of God tells us now that we, the Christians, are the temple of God. We are the church of God. We are ambassadors for Christ. And friends, how much we need to understand that we are not just ambassadors, but we are priests unto God. And we have a job to light the lamps in the mornings, to intercede for our nation that is in spiritual darkness. Oh, the prince of darkness is in all the countries today. When you listen to the news, the last time I inquired about that in January, it was over 78 nations that were now serving demons, their leaders and the nation and their citizens were now serving demons. Sad to say, here in this our country today, we find that people are serving demons. Why? Because they have turned their backs upon God, when the Word of God says we should have no other gods before Him. We now embrace the prince of darkness and death. And so we have killing, murder, stealing, hatred, bitterness displayed inside the church and outside the church today. Why, friends? Because our lamps have gone out. The Spirit of God is not with us in our churches today. No, because we have turned our backs upon God. Listen to what the Word of God says. We should have no other God before Him. Why? Because He's a jealous God. We should serve Him in spirit and in truth. We, the Christians, all over the world today, need to so live. We must walk in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. We must love each other. We must help each other. And we must be compassionate, that the fruits of the Spirit can be born within our lives and let people see that Christ is living in us and through us today. Yes, darkness is now overshadowing the world. I haven't checked lately, but I heard on the news that there are 3 more countries that have turned their backs upon God and serving demons. Yes, the spirit of darkness and death instead of light and life. Oh, Christians, oh, believers, oh, we have a job. We are high priests. We have a high priest that is sitting at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, and we are called priests unto Him. Oh, how we need to lift up the nations all over the world. We need to lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ that are going through persecution all over the world today. Yes, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Let us pray for the leaders of the different nations all over the world, that God would move upon their hearts and challenge them today, friends. There is many Pharaohs and many Herods all over the world today. We find that people are making laws to kill and all manner of things. Let's look at the wars that we are having all over the world today. Let's look at the disasters that are taking place all over the world today. What are we doing? We have a job to intercede, pray without ceasing. that God would move upon the hearts of the people, and they would turn around and begin to serve him. Take you back to Matthew 25, verse 3. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Jesus so often gave his disciples that wonderful power as he would send them out to lift up his name. He gave them the power of the Spirit of God. We today need to embrace the Spirit of God within our churches, within our bodies. Yes, friends, that we can do the things, because Jesus said, greater things than these shall you do. Greater things than these shall we do than Jesus, who was filled with the Spirit, was able to heal the sick. Eyes were made whole again. We see where he raised the dead. But Jesus said, greater things than these that we do. Yes, we would do them if we have the Spirit of God alive within our hearts. The Word of God says, they that were foolish took their lamps. Yes. And took no oil with them. We are going around, we attend church, we go to work, but then is the Spirit of God alive within us? Is the Spirit of God actively involved in our everyday activities? We need the Spirit of God so much. I'm going to tell you what the Spirit can do for you. Yes, because Jesus was able to say to his disciples after he rose from the dead, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. We should go and preach and teach the Word of God, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, church, let us rise up and put on the old armor of God. Let us walk in righteousness. Let us walk in love and peace. Let us walk, friends, circumspectly, not as fools, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Let me ask a question. Are you going around today not realizing that your lamps have gone out? The reason for that is that they didn't have sufficient oil in their lamps. The bridegroom came. And here is what I want to spend a little time. Verse 4. But wives took oil in their lamps. Oil was in their vessels, and they had their lamps with them. What a danger it is. We find here, friends, that all 10 virgins fell asleep waiting for the bridegroom to come. Isn't that sad? When the Bible tells us as a church, we must watch and pray. A sad example. When we should be praying, we are sleeping. The thief comes in the night when we are all asleep to steal and to kill. The thief is always coming, friends, to snatch the lives of people. So many walking in darkness. When we hear in the mornings on the news, so many have died. So many throughout the course of the night in the darkness have lost their lives. But today I want to ask the brethren, let us spend some more time. Notice what I said, some more time in praying and fasting. And I'll tell you why we need to spend some more time in praying and fasting. Look what the scripture says here. Verse 4, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried, they all, and I underline that word all, they all slumbered and slept. Let us not be like the foolish virgins, friends. Word of God says they all, both the wise and the foolish, fell asleep while they are waiting for the bridegroom to come. We have this happening around us today. We have failed in a miserable way. As I said before, God, through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has given to the church today the Holy Spirit, which empowers us to do greater things than Jesus did. What are we doing? Are we winning souls for Christ? Are we seeing the sick getting better in our midst? Are we praying for those that are out on the street, compassionate? Are we giving them water to drink? Are we leading them in the path? Yes, we all asleep as churches all over the world today. Why? Because many have turned their backs on God when He says we should have no other God before Him. But we are serving Him half-heartedly. Are we serving Him in spirit and in truth? Yes, I'm going to church. Yes, but I'm asleep. I am fast asleep. There is danger, friends, when we should be praying, we are sleeping. When we should be waiting for the bridegroom to come, we have slumbered and slept with the foolish ones who did not have the Spirit of God burning within their hearts and their lives. They didn't have sufficient oil to even trim their lamps. Think of that when they heard that the bridegroom is coming. Friends, verse 5. While the bridegroom tarried, they all, and again I say they all. You say, but I'm not numbered among the all. While the bridegroom tarried, all slumbered and slept. Not me said this. It was Jesus who was speaking to His disciples. Yes, and the multitude of those following Him, along with the Sadducees, the Pharisees. Yes, they were hearing all these things. Again, I read verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. O church, let us get awake. Let us wake up and see what is happening around us. We see over the past month, all the demonic spirit rise up. Oh, friends, what evil we are seeing around us. What hatreds, what bitterness we are seeing around us. What demonstrations, earthquake, tornadoes, flood. Oh, all different kind of tragedies happening around us, friends. Why not let us wake up and trim our lamps, looking for His coming? It can be any time now. Listen, Jesus told them, as it was in the days of Noah, chapter 24. He says here, as it was in the days of Noah, verse 37, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They didn't give heed to the preaching and teaching of Noah, but he continued to build the ark, and he continued to preach that there's going to be a time. But then, what was the condition of the people? There was wickedness, violence, corruption, evil continually, all around Noah as he continued to work each day and each night. But then the scripture says, Noah walked with God, and both he and his family were spared in the ark of safety. Today, parents, how about your children? Are they walking with you, or your lamps have gone out dim in the home, in your workplace, in your community? We must wake up today, friends. We cannot allow the oil to run out of our lamps because we have fallen asleep as a church. Wake up, friends. Wake up. I want to take you further on. Listen to what the scripture says here. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Jesus is speaking to. He's speaking to his disciples. Who is he speaking to this morning? He's speaking to all those who know him as Lord and Savior. And I'm going to ask today, is your lamps trimmed? Are you interceding as you ought to? Yes, Pastor, I am interceding. But then, friends, are you filled with the Spirit of God? What about that? Are you filled? I attend church, yes, month after month, year after year. But are you filled with the Spirit of God? I'll tell you more about that. Again, verse 6, and at midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And again, verse 7 says, and then all those virgins, all the Christians, arose and trimmed their lamps. All. Verse 8. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, or our lamps are gone out. Paul the Apostle speaking to the Corinthian Christians, he says we should examine ourselves. In 2 Corinthians, again, he reminded them that they should examine themselves whether they are in the faith or not. Paul was writing to people who were in the church, telling them to examine themselves. Are you in the faith, or you're in what is taking place around the community, around the church? We have many all over the world today are so involved in the things of the world, yet we say we're a part of the church. Today, friends, then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, verse 8, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. That's what was happening with the Corinthian Christians. Their lamps had all gone out, and that's why Paul encouraged them in the second epistle of Corinth. Examine yourself. Are you taking part the things that are around the church today and still come into church? Come out from among them, says Paul, and be separate, and touch not the unclean things. Oh, friends, we need the manifestation of the power of God in our midst today. Yes, verse 9, but the wise answered, saying, not so, let there be not enough for us and you. We all have friends because the mercies of God is to all generation. He gives His Spirit to all who would embrace and seek Him for His Spirit. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and there was, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Isn't that sad? The Word of God wants to tell us that when the foolish came back, the door was shut. Those that had oil in their lamps, the Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit of God, they went in with the bridegroom. When the foolish came, it was too late. The door was shut. Yes. How about prayer meetings? Are you attending the prayer meetings as you ought to? No, but you're pretty active throughout the course of the day. And you say, well, I'm too tired. I can't go to the prayer meeting today to intercede, although you're supposed to be a priest unto God, praying and interceding for all men, says the Word of God, Paul encouraging Timothy and encouraging the church, that we ought to pray, we must intercede, we must supplicate for all men. I underline that in my scriptures. For all men. We have to pray for our leaders. We have to pray for our family. We have to pray for those who we work along with each day. Yes, because there is spiritual darkness that is overshadowing this land of ours. Today, friends, it's all over the world now. Not just here, but all over the world. Demons, the prince of darkness and death. Demons, the dragon, the serpent, death. It's all over the world today. We walk among them. We have to pray for the families. We have to pray for our young people. We have to pray for our children in our schools today. Yes, the prince of darkness is busy among them. How busy are we? Too busy that we cannot pray for them. So we have to hurry off to work and we don't pray in the mornings. We are so tired in the evenings, we can't pray before we go to bed. Or we can't pray in the prayer meeting. We are fast asleep while the meeting is going on. Yes, this is what was happening with the foolish virgins. Notice again, right through the scripture, continue to call them virgins because they ought to be in the church. We're talking about church people. We're talking about people who say that they are saved. That's what Jesus was saying here. While bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, who yelled to meet him. What happens if the watchman did not make the alarm. All 10 virgins would be fast asleep. I'm so glad for the Holy Spirit that is here, friends, to wake us up and let us see ourselves. I know many won't like this message, but it's Jesus who was getting his disciples to understand that they are in danger. And my job today is to let the church know that we are in danger because the prince of darkness is working overtime, all time. They are persecuting the churches all over the world. They are killing people all over the world, nations against nations, family against family, children persecuting their friends at school. They are no longer friends because they are filled with demons. Demons at home, demons at school, demons at work, demons in our community. We shop with demons. We live with demons and are not even aware of it because we are fast asleep. Wake up, church. Wake up. Wake up. Bridegroom cometh. The bridegroom cometh. Sad picture. The bridegroom came. Thank God the watchman made the alarm. Watch and pray. You cannot sleep and pray. You have to be awake and pray. Pray and intercede for all men, says Paul to Timothy, to the church. Today, to the church, let us watch and pray. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are all gone out. Our lamps are all gone out. Yes. I'm going to encourage you, friends, before we go into our breaking of bread. We find that there is danger in sleeping. There is danger if the watchman was asleep with the disciples, what would have happened? Yes, the bridegroom would come. And we wouldn't be ready. Today I'm going to ask you, are we ready as a church? Are we ready as a people? Look, look all around us and see what is happening, friends. Are we interceding? Are we awake? Are we watching? Are we embracing the God who is light? Are we embracing His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is light? Are we embracing the Holy Spirit who gives us power to do greater things than Jesus did? That's what the Word of God tells us. Look what the Word of God says. Listen. After the resurrection of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking to his disciples after his resurrection. Matthew chapter 28, and Jesus came and spake unto his disciples, and Jesus, who rose from the dead, came speaking to his disciples. They too, friends, had gone off to do other things. They too were discouraged because they were wondering what is going to happen to them now. Many Christians are wondering with all the things that are going on around them, should I exchange what I have for the prince of darkness and death? or should I continue to walk with the Prince of Light, the Prince of Peace? Yes, the Word of God says here, Jesus said to the disciples, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Yes, you notice, friends, Jesus spoke of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Oh, how we need to teach the entire world that is in darkness today that God is eternal. He is light. Christ Jesus is our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon coming King, the soon coming Bridegroom. Yes, friends, he's coming for the church and is ready, waiting for him, not asleep, neither slumber, but awake, praying and interceding and supplicating for leaders, for all those that are in trouble. Oh, friends, so many people are lost. So many are thirsty and hungering. So many are blind spiritually. Let us wake up today and realize that we must continue to lift up Christ. Yes, all power, he said, speaking to all his disciples, all the virgins, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When last have you seen someone getting saved in your church? When last have you led someone to Christ? When last? All of us needs to seek God's face, because this is what Jesus says, all power is given unto me in heaven and right here on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things, teaching them to live in righteousness, teaching them to love each other, teaching them to become We must do this, friends, before it's too late. The Bridegroom comes and our lamps are not trimmed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, breathe upon us now, we pray. Oh God, I spoke as slow as I could so that everybody, every word would be grounded within our hearts today. Oh, what a scene if we would just open our eyes and look around us and see what is happening to us over the past months. Lord, so many things are taking place around us, but what are we doing about it? When Jesus said after his resurrection from the dead, all power in heaven, friends, and right here in earth, and we continue to live in darkness, although we have the light of Christ. But then is his light shining in and through us, that we can dispel the darkness that is surrounding us. We talk about it. We talk and we see the things that are happening. Look at the lives that are being destroyed daily. Yes, earthquake, tornadoes, floods, wars. Oh, friend, our tax paying money is being wasted to kill people. Isn't this, Father, have mercy upon us today. Oh, ye lower land, we beg of you. My God, this country used to be sending missionaries all over the world, evangelists all over the world. Oh, God, but then they've turned away, and like Paul asking the Corinthian Christians, examine yourselves. Are you enjoying the things of the world, or you are enjoying the things of God? They have one foot out of the church and one foot in the church. Yes, friends, come, come, says Jesus, unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Those of you who are thirsty, come and I'll give you a drink. If you are blind, come. Yes, friends, come. He dispelled the evil spirit from among many that were following him daily, friends, daily. And the word of God says he had a compassionate heart for them all. Church today, there are so many around us. We see them, we pass them, we drive past them up and down. We live among them. So much demons around us, friends. We don't even know our children. We don't even know our young people today. They have no respect for the elderly anymore. The wickedness and the violence and the corruption. Oh, brethren, don't leave today without surrendering your lives afresh. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord. Consecrate me now. Breathe upon us today that we may see ourselves as a church. I seen all that is around us and crying out to you, the great high priest that is sitting at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making intercession for all men, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have a fast life. Revive us again, Lord, and fill our hearts with thy love, may our souls be rekindled with fire from above. Yes, grant it, we pray now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.